The Pharisees approached Jesus and asked, "Is it lawful for a husband to divorce his wife?" They were testing him. He said to them in reply, "What did Moses command you?" They replied, "Moses permitted a husband to write a bill of divorce and dismiss her." But Jesus told them, "Because of the hardness of your hearts, he wrote you this commandment. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, no human being must separate." In the house, the disciples again questioned Jesus about this. He said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." And people were bringing children to him that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he became indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not prevent them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Amen, I say to you, whoever does not accept the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it." Then he embraced them and blessed them, placing his hands on them. The Gospel of the Lord. Whenever I have to introduce myself at new occasions, I only have one fact to share. I have a twin sister who is a professional ballerina and danced in Chicago for a long time. And because of that, I saw a lot of ballet growing up, and I did not enjoy it one bit. And growing up, as I got older and older, like I learned, like, okay, this is art. I'm learning to appreciate it a little bit, but it took a long time. She's incredible. I learned to appreciate just how incredible it is to do that kind of art. But one of the most amazing things was she wrote an article for a magazine on the theology of the body in ballet. And it was wonderful. We're going to do a little bit of ballet terminology. I promise, just a bit. There's something called a pas de deux, which is French for a dance for two. That's the only vocab word today, I promise. A pas de deux, dance for two. It's when you have a man and a woman dancing on the stage. Not that hard, pretty easy. And in that, it just exemplifies the gifts God has given man and woman. The man exemplifies his strength. He does these jumps. He freezes in midair, kind of like an NBA player. And the woman does all sorts of pirouettes, just exemplifying their strength and their grace, both in different ways. The man has the strength to jump high, also the grace to do that. The woman has the grace and the elegance, but also the core strength and things like that. They just show the difference, the uniqueness, but also the gifts of man and woman. But then they have something called partnering, not too hard, where the man and woman dance together. And it shows their strengths, their gifts in a new way. The woman trusts the man, and the man will literally throw the woman in the air and catch her, or help her do pirouettes and turns far more times, and all sorts of other just different things. They'll literally lift her, put her on her shoulder, do all sorts of things. These men are huge because they just spend all day able to throw the girls in the air. But by that, it's shown man and woman their complementarity. That yes, they're different, but actually when they're joined together, their differences are actually heightened. And the beauty, the strength, the grace of both is made more real, more beautiful. God made man and woman. You heard today in the gospel. Male and female, God created them. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Marriage is written in our bodies, in our DNA. We can't deny this. But this isn't just something that everyone has and the Catholic Church jumped on top of. This is something God made from the beginning and is written into our hearts, the supernatural law, even into our bodies. Because that marriage is good. Most of us, the Lord calls to marriage as the way He has called us to follow Him. It's not a happiness project. It's not a, this will make me ultimately complete in life. Those who have been married longer than a year recognize this is not easy. But marriage is good, and it is our vehicle to get to heaven one day for most of us. At the end of our lives, those of us who are married, our judgment day, the Lord will ask us, how did you love me? Second, how did you love your spouse? Third, how did you love your children? And fourth, how did you love everyone else, especially the poor? But it's in that order. How did you love God, your spouse, your children, and then everyone else? Because God has written that in our bones, how they're called to love. Ultimately, marriage, the goods of marriage, which God gave us, are so good, is a union of man and woman and children. That is the greatest goods, how good it is to have the spouse, how good it is to have children. Of course, not easy, but it's such a good gift the Lord has given us. There are so many ways people look at marriage. Okay, what about this? What about this? And the church points to, God said marriage is between man and woman and their union, and God said in marriage has to be open to children. And there's so many areas people will point to, well, why can't the church follow this? Because God said it's between a man and woman and their union. Well, why can't the church follow this? Because God said marriage is for the upbringing of children. I had the blessing to teach high school a number of years ago. I was blown away that the teens were so open to most everything. Like, yeah, of course, we're fine with that. Even though that's hard, I get it. Marriage, that's fine. The one thing that they were hesitant to be okay with was the gospel today. Jesus' teaching on divorce, they were very hesitant to agree with that because divorce is something many face. And Jesus doesn't say, if you're married and you have to like separate for a time, that's bad. No. If there are times of abuse, the church says, we understand, if there's abuse in a marriage, there needs to be a separation geographically for a time. We get it. With hopes they can one day come back together. But if there's abuse in a marriage, of course, there needs to be geographically a different location for a time. But in that situation, the husband and wife are still married, and they're not free to marry another because of that. Because marriage is not my own happiness project. Marriage is, I have vowed before God that I will give myself to this person until death do us part. Marriage is not easy, but it is good. But it is the gift the Lord calls so many of us to give ourselves to God, to your spouses, and to your children. If there's anything that all that needs support in your marriage, their church is here for you. We're all in this together. But turn to the Lord and recognize He has called you to this. And if He has called you to this walk in life, He will give you every good gift you need, no matter what situation you are in your marriage. Turn to the Lord and ask for every good gift He wants to give you.